When was Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected? Did he really die on Good Friday and come back to life on Easter Sunday? Jesus Christ said he would be in the grave for 3 days and three nights. How can you count that from Good Friday afternoon to Easter Sunday morning? In Matthew chapter 12, some of the scribes and Pharisees asked Jesus for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. But Jesus told them that the only sign he would give was that of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Verse 40. But how can we fit 3 days and three nights between a Friday afternoon crucifixion and a Sunday morning resurrection? This traditional view allows for Jesus to have been entombed for only a day and a half. Some believe that Christ's 3 days and three nights statement does not require a literal span of 72 hours, reasoning that a part of a day can be reckoned as a whole day. Thus, since Jesus died in the afternoon, they think the remainder of Friday constituted the first day, Saturday the second, and part of Sunday the third. However, only two nights, Friday night and Saturday night, are accounted for in this explanation. Something is obviously wrong with the traditional view regarding when Christ was in the tomb. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, to which Christ referred, states specifically that Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. We have no basis for thinking that Jesus meant only two nights and one day, plus parts of 2 days. If Jesus were in the tomb only from late Friday afternoon to early Sunday morning, then the sign he gave that he was the prophesied Messiah was not fulfilled. Let's carefully examine the details from the Gospels. When we do, we uncover the real story of how Jesus' words were fulfilled precisely. Two Sabbaths mentioned. Notice the events outlined in Luke chapter 23. Jesus' moment of death, as well as his hasty burial because of the oncoming Sabbath that began at sundown, is narrated in Luke chapter 23, verses 46 through 53. Verse 54 then states, "That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near." Many have assumed that it is the weekly Sabbath mentioned here, and that Jesus was therefore crucified on a Friday. But John chapter 19, verse 31 shows that this approaching Sabbath was a high day, not the weekly Sabbath, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, but the first day of unleavened bread, which is one of God's annual high, or Sabbath, days. These annual holy days could, and usually did, fall on days of the week other than the regular weekly Sabbath day. This high day Sabbath was Wednesday night and Thursday, since Luke chapter 23, verse 56, shows that the women, after seeing Christ's body being laid in the tomb just before sunset, returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils for the final preparation of the body. Such work would not have been done on a Sabbath day, since it would have been considered a violation of the Sabbath. This is verified by Mark's account, which states, "Now, when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices." Note that they would not have purchased these on the high day Sabbath, that they might come and anoint him. Mark chapter 16, verse 1. The women had to wait until this annual high day Sabbath was over before they could buy and prepare the spices to be used for anointing Jesus' body. Then, after purchasing and preparing the spices and oils on Friday, they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Luke chapter 23, verse 56. This second Sabbath mentioned in the Gospel accounts is the regular weekly Sabbath, observed from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. By comparing details in both Gospels, where Mark tells us the women bought spices after the Sabbath, and Luke relates that they prepared the spices before resting on the Sabbath, we can clearly see that two different Sabbaths are mentioned. The first, as John chapter 19, verse 31 tells us, was a high day, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which in 31 AD fell on a Thursday. The second was the weekly seventh-day Sabbath. Sign of the Messiah. After the women rested on the regular weekly Sabbath, they went to Jesus' tomb early on the first day of the week, Sunday, while it was still dark. See John chapter 20, verse 1, and found that he had already been resurrected, as recorded in the gospel accounts, such as Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. When we consider the details in all four gospel accounts, the picture is clear. Jesus was crucified and entombed late on Wednesday afternoon, just before a Sabbath began at sunset. However, that was a high-day Sabbath, lasting from Wednesday sunset to Thursday sunset that week, rather than the regular weekly Sabbath, lasting from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. He remained in the tomb from Wednesday at sunset until Saturday at sunset, when he rose from the dead. While no one witnessed his resurrection, which took place inside a sealed tomb, it had to have happened near sunset on Saturday, 3 days and three nights after his body was entombed. It could not have happened on Sunday morning, because when Mary Magdalene came to the tomb that morning before sunrise, while it was still dark, she found the stone rolled away and the tomb empty. We can be assured that the length of his entombment that Jesus gave as proof he was the Messiah was exactly as long as he foretold. Jesus rose precisely 3 days and three nights after he was placed in the tomb. Because most people do not understand the biblical high days Jesus Christ and his followers kept, they fail to understand the chronological details so accurately preserved for us in the Gospels. For more information, please read our booklet, Jesus Christ, The Real Story. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.